This woman's been invited into the studio as we got a bit of an email saying she was in town. She's an international sexologist and the co-founder of Personal Life Media. We're talking about Susan Bratton. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here today.
Hey, Susan, we've gone global.
Yeah, we have. I like it. You're bridging the divide.
Yes. Your accent makes us sound like a bigger deal.
Yeah, legit. So thank you for that.
This is a big deal. This is such a big deal.
Susan, look, we have been left to our own devices. For the past year and a bit on this show.
I am so glad I showed up.
Yeah,
now.
Trying to navigate
you needed me.
Bits and pieces. I mean, we've got a segment called Sex with Siri that we often ask Siri sex questions.
Oh, yeah.
But we did see a particular topic that came through to us about how to teach your partner what turns you on without actually telling them. And Chrissy and I squealed because we were like, how?
Okay. Teach us.
Yeah, all right.
Because
please.
we have honestly, we've spoken about this on the show before. So if there is a way to say it without saying it, I mean, can you please fill us and everybody else in?
Yes. Here is my really great advice on this. You're gonna be able to use this for the rest of your life.
Excellent.
I'm so glad you asked this to me.
So have I.
This is coming straight out of my newest book called Sexual Soulmates, The Six Essentials for Connected Sex.
I need to get this.
All about is passion and rapture and that incredible connection that lovers have and how you get there with your boyfriend. There are two things. Number one, women think that it's gonna hurt a guy's ego to tell him what to do. And that's flat wrong. That's just plain flat wrong. Mm-hmm. It is, guys are hungry for the information. They want you to tell them because they don't know. Basically, every woman's different. And here's the thing.
There's a few guys around listening to this nodding their heads.
They're like, please resource me well.
Help me.
And here's the thing. Women are cyclical, as you know. So we want something different every single day, every single minute. If you tap into what's going on with you in the moment and you communicate that to your guy, it's one of the things I call a sexual soulmate pact. And it is the fact that, look, we're animals. Take off all the makeup and the clothes. Mm-hmm. We're little fuzzy kitty cats. Mm-hmm. And some days we're roaring lions, right? Or lionesses. And so your guys want to know what day you're a pussy cat and what day you're a lioness. Mm-hmm. And so the idea is that both of you have this agreement that you're just going to report in from the animal. You're just going to say to him, baby, today I just want you to hold me and hug me and stroke me like a pussycat. And then the next day it's
that's
like...
That's turning me on a bit.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get around me. So when
I'm
you're
really
a lioness and you want to
so
pounce
much.
On him, you just pounce on him. And when he understands that you're a changeable creature, it takes the pressure off of both of you because now you're just allowed to say what you want.
What mood are you in today?
Probably like to start out with a nice massage. Mm-hmm. And then I would like to... maybe get an expanded orgasm date.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then
what does that involve?
Yeah, what's that? It sounds very exotic.
Yes. It's a yoni massage.
We've heard about these.
Stacey's right on board.
Yeah. That always kind of gets me going. You know, that's always a good place to start for me.
Yeah,
but then who knows what's going to happen? I can't tell you what I want until I get to the moment.
So is it all about explaining where you're at before the deed has begun?
No,
you're talking about?
Just in the flow.
Okay, what about for those people that, I don't know, maybe it's a new thing or you don't feel completely comfortable with that person or in yourself?
There's a part of the soulmate pact. It's thank you or okay, baby. The idea is that you just ask your guy to thank you every time you give him feedback. Just adjust. Hey, thanks. Got it. Okay. Instead of like, ooh, I'm sorry. When he does that, you don't want to give him any more feedback.
Yeah.
So you teach him that the way to get more feedback from him, because they're hungry for it, is to just acknowledge it and keep going. Make those adjustments.
Okay. Oh. Okay. This has all been very, very helpful, Susan.
Yeah.
And your book, what's it called again?
Sexual Soulmates. You can Google it.
Okay. Brilliant. It sounds like something that every couple should have.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Sounds like something I will get
now.
Sounds like something I'll be giving you.
Susan Bratton, we can get more information on you at personallifemedia.com. But thanks so much for popping by.
Pleasure.
It's the Thinker Girls.